Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a night of Astromind 2012. It's been a long time since we've been on, and I figured that we do a special night on tarot card readings and psychic readings. And I first like to welcome everybody on the show. I would like to first welcome everybody on the show for anybody who would like to call in and get a free psychic reading tonight or a past life reading or to connect with the loved one. And I use the pendulum, the runes. I'm also clairvoyant. So if anybody would like to call in and get your tarot card reading, please call in now and call the guest phone number. That number is 646-721-9720. And call in and get your free tarot reading or oracle reading. Know about your twin flames. Know about what's going on in the world, you know. And there's all kinds of different things that are going on. And feel free to call in and get your tarot card reading. Feel free to call in. 646-721-9720. And while we're waiting, we're just waiting for people to call in. Call in and get your tarot card reading, oracle reading, psychic reading. I also like to announce that I'm also doing what they call deprogramming, and what I do is I'll use certain variations of codes, which is sacred geometry, to go into your DNA and make corrections, whatever is pretty much that needs to be deprogrammed in your energy field. Whether, you know, you want to stop smoking, you want to stop drinking, whatever it is, call in now and be deprogrammed, and I can help you to release a lot of energy blocks or whatever you have, heart blocks, heart walls, whatever. Call in now, and I would like to help you with stress, cigarettes, drinking, whatever it is. Looks like we got a caller on now with Roy. I'm going to go ahead and bring Roy back on the show. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Ayrton, I'm here.
Roy, and we're on the air on Blog Talk Radio, and what's on the agenda for tonight? What do you want to talk about?
You know, it'd be interesting to talk about the deprogramming.
Well, there is several different books that we've come across. And I just want to get the message out there that, you know, a lot of people have heard about the emotional code and what that can do. A lot of people have learned about what sacred geometry can do. This goes a little bit more deeper in pretty much what it is everybody knows that if you have read the emotional code, you know, and we're talking about the emotional body of your energy field. We have different parts of the body. We have the light body. We have the emotional body. We have the conscious, the subconscious, the superconscious, and then, of course, we have what they call astral and hyperspace. And these, and hyperspace, I would say that this is very much linked in with the superconscious mind. And after you get past the superconscious, you can go into what they call hyperspace. And that also has a connection with a lot of the deprogramming. Now, there are several books that you can get. I got this one book called The Healer's Handbook. And basically what that is it has symbols in there that you can use to deprogram whatever you may be facing. You can use these symbols to go into hyperspace and use certain variations of colors that will actually deprogram you with these symbols. There's also what, you know, like Roy says, there's also deprogramming where you can use variations of codes, which is, you know, called GeoTran. And that's all, of course, you know, we like to refer it back to sacred geometry. There's also other things that are linked in with that. These symbols have a lot to do with these programs that have been placed on us during these experiments back in Atlantis. And we've all had past lives back then. And they could really, really help anybody that, you know, that would like to have an upgrade, or they'd like to have some integration, or they would like to stop smoking, stop drinking, whatever it is, we can help them. We can go in their DNA and we can start activating a lot of things, a lot of programs, and we can use those programs to activate you and to deprogram you with those addictions. Anything you want to share with that, Roy?
Well, we know that the subconscious mind has a lot to do with a lot of the programming that, you know, happened to us, you know, when we were real young, between the ages of 0 to 10 years old. So a lot of the deprogramming does is define what these programs are, and get rid of them, and put new programs in, so that, you know, it'll help get past whatever blockages that we have in our energy field. And main thing is it can happen really fast. We've seen quick results. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Yeah, now with the deprogramming, is that linked in with, I like to share on that, that's linked in with our emotions, our gifts, things, even past lives. You know, we were talking about the shifting programs that they put on us back in Atlantis. I was reading about that online. And what these shifting programs do is that when each individual gets triggered by a certain program, say for an example, we'll just use Scorpion. You know, everybody has Scorpion programming. When they get activated with those triggers, they start losing a lot of their memories of their past lives because they're actually getting shifted onto other people. It's mostly your twin flames. Now, somehow you have a psychic cord connected between you and your twin flame. And what happens is every time when somebody comes in, say like a handler will come in, and they'll trigger you to shift your energy field. And then what happens after that is a lot of your gifts and a lot of your fortunes start to shift into on your twin flame. So that's kind of like why certain twin flames will have like nice cars, nice homes, or they'll have a lot of wisdom. It's because in past lives there was a split, what they call it, split programming. And what they do is they put these shifting programs on you, like they call it white rabbit programming. And they'll put that on you, and then once they activate that, what will happen is your energy will start to shift, and this energy will get shifted on to your twin flame. So it goes a lot more deeper than just that, you know. So that's why I always tell people to do reversals, so they get, you know, like a black and a red candle. Because what it does is it pretty much spins your chakras and it starts to shift your vibration, it shifts your energy. And then what happens is a lot of your gifts start to return and a lot of your past lives return too. So that's kind of like why, you know, you might see certain money on the ground, or you might see something returning back to you, or a gift or a memory, and then you'll be like, wow, you know, how did this happen? You know, a lot of my gifts are being unleashed, or even psychic ability gifts will return back to you as well. A lot of your memories will. And that's why we're here. You know, we're not really here to learn lessons. We're here to remember what we already knew. And a lot of our memories will start to shift back. And pretty much, you know, we've all learned something in other past lives. So there's really not much more other than that to learn. And, you know, we've come here to, you know, some people say we've come here to learn lessons, but in reality, we've already learned everything. We just got to remember what we've learned. And as long as we remember what we've learned, and then we can begin to prepare for our ascension, to break free from our bondage, how we've been, you know, bondaged into the matrix. Or anything I'll share that, Roy?
So would you say that a lot of the matrix, you know, that a lot of people, you know, this is real, you know, this is something that, you know, is preventing a lot of people from being successful or even rich?
I would say a lot of it is our programming. You know, like you said, it goes back to our childhood memories. So even I was talking to you about, you know, sexual deprogramming, where people have a hard time with having children, or people that have a hard time with relationships or sex life. That too can play a bigger part, because that has a lot to do with the Monarch programming. And Monarch programming has a lot to do with those programs, you know, White Rabbit and Scorpion, and everybody has a Scorpion, because if you think about it, that's why we have so much turmoil and conflict on the Earth. So once those Scorpions are activated, then everybody just starts to, you know, they get activated and they get triggered. And so that, once they get activated, then they start losing their memories, they start losing their abilities, they start losing, that goes back to that shifting again that you're talking about, you know. So yeah, they start to lose a lot of their wealth, and they don't understand why. Everything just goes downhill. And a lot of people say it's karma. Well, yeah, karma plays a big part in shifting as well. Because, you know, like they say, what goes around comes around. But those are all part of also universal laws. So it's very easy to get sucked into that, because of our programming and how we were programmed. You know, for an example, some people were programmed to believe, you know, that whatever I do is not good enough. And whatever I do, I can't get it right. So those are kind of like triggering and activating programs that were programmed in our subconscious. And, you know, and another thing is worthiness, you know, worthy issues. You know, we're not worthy enough to receive wealth or abundance. And to realize that abundance comes in many different forms, not just money, but it comes in our love life. It comes in things that you may find, things that you may receive, or back what you did have in past lives. So that all has to do with your abundance. So is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
So would you say that the law of attraction has a lot to do with the, you know, with this deprogramming? Because why is it that, you know, it's said that you could either manifest a dollar or $1 million?
Well, see,
and a lot of that has to do with, you know, our way of thinking.
Secret right there. The truth about it is that is the secret beyond the secret. It's this whole shifting thing, you know, and the programs that prevent us which is our programming, preventing us from co-creating what we think that we're co-creating, but in reality, we're not really co-creating. We're just bringing back what we remembered. We're bringing back what we had in our past lives. So if you were rich in a past life, you're just bringing that back into this reality, back into the present, not into the past, but the present. So it's really something that we're not really co-creating. It's like we're shifting back to our memories. We're shifting back to who we were. And we're bringing all those things back into manifestation. And that's why the earth is always spinning. And because we're shifting consciousness. We're getting up into those higher levels. So that's why it is important to deprogram, because we're always being activated by all kinds of things, by all kinds of programs. You know, you might even be sitting on your computer, or you might even be watching a movie, or you might even be walking into a government facility, and there's programs everywhere, and you might get activated. You might get triggered by that. See, there's all kinds of different triggers. And so it's very easy to lose a lot of those memories again. So that's why you got to keep deprogramming, and you got to keep shifting. Because the more you do that, the more you'll bring back a lot of your memory. And that's why you keep dreaming at night, because, you know, you start getting up and you're like, oh, I remember now. I remember who I was. I was Queen Elizabeth. Or I remember now, I was King Arthur, or I was Merlin. So, and that's a thing, you know, a lot of people say, you weren't Merlin, I was Merlin. Well, everybody lived different lifetimes, and everybody lived in different timelines. So, every now and then you may get a vision about a timeline, just like I was inside of that building, you know, where I thought it was, I thought it was abandoned, but I was walking into a different timeline because I remembered from a past life. So it got shifted into the present, you know. So an example, just let me give you an example before I have you take over. I was talking to Lady Peacock. You know, she talks to angels. She speaks with angels. And she was talking to me. I was telling her about the programs and everything. I told her about the white rabbit and what was going on with her husband. And we were talking about these programs. And somehow the next week or the next day, a couple of days, somehow it triggered her and she got activated by that. Because I didn't know she had white rabbit programming. And she broke out in a big rash or a big burn mark on her neck, on her right side. And the reason for that, and I didn't tell her this, but the reason why that happened is because after I activated that had to do with when she was a witch. She got burned by the fire, and they burned her on her right side, or right side of her face. And so when you start remembering again, you start to bring it into reality. You start to co-create it. So what is your thoughts on that? Hello.